So are you guys really healthy people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we try to be.
We are actually generally pretty healthy. You know what? Because the hours we work on the show are crazy. They're intense. They're very long. I feel like we talk about it all the time. And so when you're shooting like that, and you can't be sick. You cannot be sick. Like
we don't get sick days.
We don't get sick days. You know, you can't not show up to work if you're feeling sick. So there are some episodes where I remember shooting where we were so ill and just on set. So usually, most of the time, we all try to stay pretty healthy just for that.
And it's also, I think, because we also have to be on camera and look like we're wide awake.
Well, yes. So I think that's awake at all hours.
And one of the only things we could do is control what you eat and drink. Mm-hmm. So I think the juicing thing.
And you need energy. You never know. It's like 3 a.m. and they're like, now you have to run and jump over that thing. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Great. Get me some ginger. Hurry.
I need ginger.
Stat.
Get me ginger.
Get me
I'm
ginger.
I'm Sean Connery.
Stat. Oh, I am Sean Connery.
Hey, Miss Money Penny, I need ginger.
Ginger. Hey, ginger. Give me some ginger. I'm doing it to a redhead girl.
I loved it.
Thank you.
How long have you guys known each other?
World War II.
That's good. That's good. Because you guys get along really well. I've watched a lot of outtakes online.
Thank you.
We met when we started the show.
Yeah. Season one of the show, so 4 years, and a half years. But, you know, I think it makes us closer that we share a trailer.
Yes.
We've been trailer buddies. Mm-hmm. You know, we get these trailers that are, it's like two people, we're not like in the same room, but it's like two people per trailer. Am I describing this right? So there's like, they're connected. Mm-hmm.
And so we can hear each other poo. That's basically what we're saying.
We share a bathroom wall. That's where they're connected. And so we like to just have conversations. Mm-hmm. You get very close to someone when you converse with them when you're going to the bathroom. Of course, I'm never pooing because girls don't poo.
She doesn't poo. Ever. But when she goes
But
in
when
there...
I'm tinkling and Danny's pooing.
When I'm doing my World War II.
I feel like that would bring people closer together.
World War pooing, and I'm just daintily...
World War
daintily
duking.
Number one-ing.
She's very kind to listen to me and what I have to go through. As a man.
I listen to
As a
it.
Man, as a creature animal, which is what I am.
So we've grown close.
So we see a lot of this humor on Community. What do you think... I mean, do you thank your fans a lot? Because your fans have just... They stick by you guys, and they are with that show every step of the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We wouldn't be on the air without our fans.
We wouldn't.
Genuinely, that's just a fact. The show would not exist.
We've talked about
fans.
This before, but we're in a very... we've always been in a delicate place, our show. Mm-hmm. It's kind of wavered back and forth, and it's not a huge ratings hit, so I know there's always a little bit of a worry.
Ratings juggernaut, if you will.
Yeah, I will. Juggernaut. It's not a ratings juggernaut. It's more of a fan, like, favorite cult hit.
Yeah.
And if without the fans, I don't know if we'd still be here.
We definitely wouldn't.
We wouldn't. Let's just say it. We really wouldn't. So thank you, fans.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, fans.
So season four, I'm sure fans are happy to see it back on television, back season four. How would you say, is it funnier, different than other seasons?
Different.
Yeah.
I would say it's different.
It's a little different.
I would say... Well, there's a lot that went into season four. Let me just preface it by saying that we've had a lot of changes in the show.
Yeah, and a lot of changes.
And a lot of changnesias.
Changnesia.
I think season four is changnesia. I think for all of us.
Where got a little bit of changnesia.
Changnesia doesn't get easier.
Changnesia, I'm about to have a seizure.
Changnesia, take it easier.
I like how you say changnesia. Like, it's very, like I say zhe, but you say zia.
Zia.
Yeah,
Tuck.
I like that.
It's like, I think it's because, it's like, I feel like I'm speaking Polish when I say changnesia. Yeah.
Changnesia
is actually, in Polish, it means thank you. So.
Is it really?
No.
I was like, oh. I'm just meeting Polish people, and they're going to be like, we love the show. And I'm going to be like, changnesia.
Yeah, you have, thank you.
And I do it in a British accent. Yep. I have to say, changnesia.
Like, it doesn't sound that
good.
Yeah.
Changnesia.
Okay, I have to say that I didn't know.
Changnesia. Yeah.
I could go on with this.
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Obviously, I'm not with the program. I did not realize you were Trudy in Mad Men.
Oh, thank you. I take
here.
That as a great compliment.
That's great.
Thank you.
I've been watching for so long, and I, like last week, realized. That you are both people.
That is super cool. That's honestly one of my favorite things to hear. I think, honestly, I think that the costumes, the wardrobe, the hair and makeup has a lot to do with it. And I'm just... Oh, Danny.
Allison is a maestro with characters.
I've been lucky. I'm very lucky to be cast as two very different characters. A lot of actors, you know, have the ability to, but they just they don't get the opportunity to play such different characters. And, you know, I think because I was cast on Mad Men first, we all look much older when you're playing on Mad Men. It's easy to kind of jump into anything else because when people see you day to day, you look much younger. You look very different. So I didn't get trapped in that character or anything. And when I auditioned for Community, they were all big fans of Mad Men as well. And they were just like, this is great. Mm-hmm. This is great. You could play a young, quirky kid. Yeah. I don't know.
So do you ever film, like, both days? Do you go from one to the other?
I have. You know, this season it wasn't as much of a problem because we did a shorter season on Community and Mad Men started a little later than usual. But in the past, yeah, I have done two in a day a few times. And it's kind of cool. It's kind of like I feel very busy and important. Like, I'm just living the dream. No, it's kind of fun, though. It can be a little overwhelming, but I'm really good at compartmentalizing, so it's fun.
Great. Now, one last thing. Mm-hmm. You guys rap a lot together, alone, you know. Can we rap about what your day's been like a bit today?
We're putting a no rap clause.
Yeah, we're not rapping today.
But we can do a spoken word thing?
We could do spoken
Let's
word
do spoken
poetry.
Word poetry.
Slam poetry.
About what do you want us to talk about?
How the day's been going.
Okay, the day. Okay. Wake him up, Danny. Wake him up.
Wake him up. The sun is up. You're in Toronto.
What's up?
Toronto. Toronto. Say the word. Hear it in your head.
Wrap it around your skull.
Till you see bone.
And then take that bone and you bury it in your backyard. You bury that bone deep in your backyard.
Talk,
you bury that
talk.
Thing and you cherish that
words.
Thing because that's your
I've
bone.
Been heard.
And make that bone a community bone.
I'm a woman.
You know, and it just happens to be a Thursday. Dig up that bone. Find that bone.
Eat it. Juice.
That was awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Watch Community tonight,
yes,
everyone.
Yes, tonight. And every Thursday night at 8 on City TV.
City TV.
City TV with you and me.
Daydreaming with Danny Pudi and Allison Bree.
Bree.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
both so much. That was great.